F you. Wow. But
you know, I'm probably seriously. I think I got into my apartment at about 20 after.
Okay.
I'm being honest.
Whatever.
Very close.
You get the prize, though, for the way you got to the train station. And I understand that Lisa had problems on the airplane.
She did.
With Buzz. You looked. I had a problem.
Planes, trains, automobiles. Very difficult yesterday in Washington,
D.C. Let's let Mike go first because I know part of what he's going to say.
Well, I start out with the normal traffic situation. And I happen to turn the all crappy news station to hear a traffic report, and they indicate that there is an accident on 395 North. So I say, oh God, what's going to happen here? So I said, I'll give it as far as until I see evidence of this. I see evidence of this. I bail out into downtown DC thinking I'll shoot up. And then the next traffic report I hear is that they're having a major protest for the Right to Life people are all in town. Well, I had no idea that there were this many of them, but they were all there, and they happened to be coagulating at the train station where I was headed.
Smart.
And it was absolutely impossible. Every artery heading towards Capitol Hill, every single road was jammed, not only with pedestrians, with their signs of the, their disgusting, horrible signs that they had, which I got so sick of seeing, I was ready to flip out.
And, I don't want to take sides on this, and I don't want to turn this into an issue about pro-abortion, anti-abortion.
Oh, I don't care what your politics are. I'm sorry, you're inconveniencing my drive, whatever your politics are.
Let me just say, abortion, the disc jockey's best friend.
Oh, my God.
That's all I want to say is that I speak for all radio guys.
Oh, dear me.
Especially guys who are
you're on
young,
your own there, pal.
Guys who are young and coming up the ladder right now.
Right.
Abortion
stop.
Equals good if you're a disc jockey.
Boy, that's just horrible.
If you're going out with the phone pigs.
But it was so amazingly difficult to get to where I was going. And my train was leaving at 4 o'clock. We get off the air at about five
train
of three, and it's I can usually make it down there under ideal conditions. I can make it down there in a little less than a half an hour. I can zip down there. However,
as has been documented on this show,
with this particular situation, it became evident once I got on the side streets that because of buses and pedestrians and average traffic and cab drivers, I was not going to make it to Union Station without, let me say gently here, twisting the laws of the nation's
be
capital.
Be honest. Tell them you drove on the sidewalk.
Only one time.
Oh, man.
Only
and
one time, and it was not the entire vehicle on the sidewalk.
You almost hit people.
What I did was, I came up, I can't tell you the side streets because I think, they might actually, take a picture or something like that, but I got off on Constitution Avenue, and then I was shooting back up towards the Capitol, and all the traffic was going left, and there were all these buses, and they were parked. No traffic was moving anyway. So the only way that I was able to advance my vehicle and make it to my train on time, because this is not going to stop me from making my train,
was to drive on the side.
Well, first of all, what I did was I drove about probably 50 yards. I drove in the lane of oncoming traffic.
Oh.
Wow.
Because there was no oncoming traffic coming.
You crossed the yellow line.
The double yellow line.
Double yellow line.
I crossed the double yellow line, and then I went around, and at that point, I got to a pedestrian crossing, and that is when I said, the only way I'm going to get around this bus is to go up over the median where the pedestrians are crossing. So I took both wheels of my pickup truck, and I put them up on the median, and that's when someone went, hey, 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 like this with one of the signs, and I'm like, excuse me, Right to Life person, I've got to get to my train.
Yes.
And then I got through the next intersection, and it was the exact same thing with the buses parked, and I looked up ahead of me, and there was no traffic coming in the other direction, and I said, okay, let's try it again.
So you're driving on the wrong side of the road again.
Well, I probably went about 250 to 300 yards.
You know,
wow.
That's frowned upon.
On the left-hand side of the road, where normally if there's traffic coming the other way, I would have been killed.
Wow. Johnny United Kingdom.
But I was completely freaked out, and I got to the intersection where the cops were directing all these buses, and
yes,
that's where all these Right to Lifers were at the same location, and I finally got through this intersection, and I look, and it's 5 minutes before four, and I get in back of the last bus. This bus that's crawling up the parking garage ramp at Union Station, and I am, at this point, having a full-fledged, non-Paxil-related nervous breakdown, where I'm in back. I am leaning on the horn. I'm going, get out of my way, you effer, you effer. And at this point, I go around him, and I, once again, I go up on sidewalk to get around this bus. I get around this bus. I almost hit a cab that's coming in the opposite direction. And then I just, I probably, do you know when you, at Union Station, when you go up the ramp, then you cut across in front of one garage, you get to the other side of the parking garage, and you go straight up a hill?
Right.
I probably went about 60 up that hill.
God damn.
I was spinning my wheels going up there with my fishtailing with the thing, and I turned in. And then there's a ticket that's hanging out of the little thing, and I pull the ticket, and the little thing doesn't go up. The arm doesn't go up. So I press it again, and I go, and then I almost clip the little barricade thing, and I, excuse me. Me for saying things so much, but what do you call these?
That is the traffic arm.
The traffic arm.
You know.
Thank you very much.
The
traffic arm.
The safety arm.
The safety arm. So I hot foot it all the way up to the top of the parking garage, which is where you're allowed to park when you're staying long term at Union Station. And as I come up over the ridge, there is a car. It's so crowded up in the parking area that there is a four wheel drive vehicle that is going up onto an area of sidewalk to park, and he has stopped. He has stopped with his stupid SUV right across the... And I jam my brakes on, and I come 3 inches from this guy. And you know what the guy does? As opposed to moving, he gives me the look. The look. What are you doing? I'm just going to stare. And that's when I just... I roll down my window. I lean out, and I say, move your effing car! And he very quickly pulls up on the sidewalk.
I'm glad your medication's helping you, man.
Medication didn't help at all.
I'm
weaning myself off it right now, so I'm taking less.
Beware.
I'm hearing that you...
I'm taking less of it.
You drove on the sidewalk twice.
Mm-hmm.
You drove on the median. You went...
Three times.
The wrong way.
Three times I drove up the road, you know, where people were going. It was really because there was no traffic coming in the other direction.
You went the wrong way, crossed a double yellow line in D.C., drove the wrong way of the road, and then you almost ran into a guy...
D.C., though, D.C. has no ability to control crowds. They don't know how.
Right.
They have no idea what they're doing. They just let these people take over downtown, and I got a train to catch. And F these people that can take a regular work day after the holiday. What?
They take Mike Tyson off his meds before his fights.
Well, let me tell you this right now. What pisses me off is the fact that, you know, we're all back at work after the holiday, and these people are just like on Tuesday, thousands of them, you know, just going around, don't kill babies, and they're walking around, and they're screw them. Go to work. Get a job, for God's sake. Don't preach your morality to me.
A lot of seniors.
You humps. You stupid humps. I'll knock you down with my pickup truck.
All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, you tell me you've just heard this man.
I'll F you till you love me, faggot.
You just heard this man speak.
Here's the deal. But wait, I didn't finish yet. So I get up, and this is when the dream situation. I pull over by that elevator, you know, that elevator, and I see, and there's a space. There is no space on the upper level.
The secret elevator.
But a space materialized, and there was a space. A car had just left. So I got super, super lucky. So I pull into this space, and then I run. And, man, I've got this horrible cold. I am sweating. I am feeling just horrible. I am in the middle of a migraine. I have a migraine headache at this point. And I decide that I can wait for
a mess.
I can wait for the elevator, or I can take the escalator. Either one, I am not going to make the train. So what I do is I run like O.J. in the Hertz commercial. I run straight down the stairs. And I run down to the stairs, and by the time the stairs open up to the bus terminal, and that's, again, where there is this sea of people with posters, getting back on their buses to go home where they took a day off, humps. And so I have to weed my way through them, and I finally... sprint through, and at that one point, one of the ticket ladies for Amtrak goes, hey, you're going to make it.
Wow.
And that's when I breathe a sigh of relief, and I get on my train it was though somebody had soaked my shirt in water. And I'm just, and this one lady who's reading her newspaper as I sit down and just looking at me, you know, with the little, you know, what's the problem? What's the problem? Why are you so heavy breathing? And I just wanted to turn around and go, F you, woman, with your fur, with your little fur collar.
Ladies and gentlemen, I offered to you members of the jury. Separated at birth.
Oh, anybody in here can't fuck with you. This is the ultimate, man. You hoe. Come and say in my face, I'm you for everybody. You bitch. Come on, you bitch. You're scared, coward. You got man enough to with me. You can't last 2 minutes in my world, bitch. Look at you scared now, you hung. Scared like a little white scared of the real man.
Right.
I'll you till you love me, faggot.
I will.
Wow. I will.
Get out of my way. You know?
Now you have some support calls on this.
Good, good. I mean, it was ridiculous. Anybody that was downtown in D.C. is going to support me on this, these bunch of a-holes.
Dave, you're on the air. Dave, hi.
Hey, Don, Mike, how you guys doing? Let me tell you, look, I worked all day yesterday. Matter of fact, I even worked on Martin Luther King's birthday. Now, I'm on my way home yesterday.
Good for you.
Every exit, as you're coming up 395, as you're getting close to the city, cops have it blocked off.
Right.
Because you can't pull in down. I was pissed off.
You know, I can understand that the nation's capital is the seat of government, and you're going to have people that are going to want to express themselves. It's their right to do so. But you do have to respect the people that work for a living in downtown Washington, right. And you can't shut down a city just because some people want to walk around with posters all day long.
Well, I think that all the disc jockeys should get together, and we should go have a pro-abortion rally. What we should do is
you're politicizing this issue.
What we should do is we should inconvenience
those
folks.
Political.
We should inconvenience those folks who inconvenienced you.
This is terrible.
Look at all the disc jockeys with signs driving on sidewalks.
Right.
I know that in this studio alone, that has graced some of the best and some of the worst radio talents ever.
Right.
In the history of radio,
right,
I am betting. In the hundreds.
Hey, sir, is the guy still on the line?
Yeah.
Sir,
still, yeah.
Did you see a larger collection of lunatics in your life?
No. Well, you want to know something? I couldn't even get to that point.
You couldn't even get off 395?
I couldn't get off. I actually had to go all the way up to South Capitol Street, and I wasn't going in the city anyway, but there was so much traffic from people that normally would get off still on 395 when they normally would get off. The traffic was backed up 395.
Yeah, I mean, whatever the scheduling was done for these protests or these marchers, you were winding their march up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, just completely inconveniencing people that work downtown.
Well, let's get them back. Let's get Johnny Dark on the telephone.
That's right.
Let's get Big Don O'Brien on the telephone and
Johnny Walker.
Let's talk about all the
Scott Mooney,
Big Don O'Brien,
all the RLAs that have happened,
J.J. McKay,
all of the request line abortions that have happened.
That's right.
J.R.
Russ,
in the world of
Uncle Johnny.
There've been a few.
Uncle Johnny,
Surf.
Oh, no.
Young Dave Brown.
Oh, YDB. Grease Man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. Oh, you're late.
Hey, we're pro-choice.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Sunday night, it's an all-new episode of Desperate Football Players. The Redskins are desperate for a win, while Terrell Owens is desperate for attention. And me? I'm desperately trying to make a funny promo. It's the Redskins and the Eagles in primetime.
First and goal to Warren Portis. Into the end zone, touchdown!
Sunday Night Football. Pregame at 5:30. Kickoff at 8:30 on Redskins Radio. 106.7 WJFK.
Hard Times Cafe. Great food you love to eat, and all at reasonable low prices. In fact, most menu selections are right around $7. Your friendly neighborhood Hard Times Cafe. Time to visit today.
Tired of searching for a wireless signal? Then switch to Verizon Wireless. We work more reliably in more places than any other carrier. Just listen.
It's probably the most reliable cell phone I've ever had, and I've had many.
What can you offer me that's more important than a phone service that works?
It's reliable. That's really the most important thing to me.
At Verizon Wireless, we test our network daily to make sure you get unmatched reliability. No wonder.